Welcome to the Stang Gang Podcast. Doing something a little bit different this week. We invited basketball coach John Trilli out to the MSU Tennis Center during the dual match between Midwestern State and Seward County. Both the men and women picked up wins earlier this week in their home opener. So we did the podcast live from the Tennis Center, and I was joined by Vinny DeSilva, who was the interim head coach last year and led the women to the national semifinals. And we had Coach Trilli out and started with talking about his victory over UT Tyler as Midwestern State pulled out a win over the Patriots, getting their second road win of the season. They had a great game on Saturday against UT Dallas. It looked like the Mustangs were going to pull that off, but a last-second shot beat them on an inbounds play for the UT Dallas Comets. But Midwestern State, you can see the team coming together and playing quality basketball even on the road, and it's nice to be home as they take on Texas A&M International Thursday night.
Yeah, we've done a great job here of just staying together, you know, and you and I talked about it before the season about, you know, what I really enjoyed about this team going into it before we got started. And I felt like our competitive spirit was what I was really excited about with this group. And when they were staring adversity in the face back in mid-January, these guys didn't bat an eye, and we've continued to fight throughout the entire season. And so we're sitting here with 3 weeks to go, and we're still fighting to get into that that conference tournament, and we have an opportunity. We just have to control everything that we can. That starts this week at home with two big games here at home.
I know your goal has been to get into that LSC tournament, and that's still a viable goal for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We just got to take care of, you know, the next one, and that'll be Texas A&M International this Thursday. And, you know, we just got to go 1-0 at home this Thursday, and then see if we can do it again on Saturday and just kind of take the one game, one day at a time approach here for these last 3 weeks. And we kind of control our own destiny if we handle our business on the court.
I know you've also had a couple of guys. McClenahan didn't play on Monday. Horton's missed the last couple of games. Any chance we get those guys back for this homestand?
Yeah, we'll see today at practice. I think both are going to try to get through practice today. And so we'll see how they feel today and if they're ready to go on Thursday. But I think both of them are just kind of day-to-day, and so feel good that they'll both be in practice and dressed out today and try to give it a go. So we'll see.
What makes you optimistic that you'll play well here over the last 3 weeks of the season?
I just think that we haven't quit. You know, I think our progression this year has been slow and steady, and over the last month I feel like we've played our best basketball all year, at least most consistent. You know, have we been perfect every single day? No, we haven't. But I think our hearts have been in the right spot, and we've been competitive and tried to claw and give ourselves a chance here to get in that tournament. And so as long as we're continuing to do that, you know, I think some teams will eliminate themselves here down the stretch. And if we're not one of those teams, we'll have an opportunity to get in there.
How many free throws are you guys shooting this week before you play A&M International?
Well, they all shot at least 100 yesterday.
And then, for those who aren't aware, that was a little bit of a struggle at UT Tyler, but you still managed to find a way to win. And one of the ways you did that was you played great defense without fouling. So UT Tyler didn't make a lot of trips to the foul line.
Yeah, we did a good job of staying in front of the basketball and not extending ourselves and getting ourselves into rotations when we didn't have to. And so that's been something here over the course of this last month when we have been playing better that we've really been trying to focus on it as a team and stay in front of the ball and not allowing teams to get into the paint where we're forced to either give up a basket or foul. And so in doing that, our defense has gotten a lot better here over the course of this last month. And then also taking care of the basketball. When you take care of the ball, it allows you to set your defense up and it doesn't put you in situations where they have numbers going the other way, and so you don't have to foul that way early in possessions as well.
What about Texas A&M International impresses you the most?
Their guards are really aggressive, and they try to attack the paint and get downhill off of ball screens. And then they have really good physical forwards around the rim as well that can clean up stuff. So our ball screen defense is going to be really, really important in this game, and then limiting them to a one shot and one shot only, because those forwards do a great job of, even if they don't get the initial shot, they'll go crash and get an offensive rebound put back for the team.
We'll see Kingsville here on Saturday. How are they playing this year?
They're playing really well right now. You know, I haven't got to look at them too much here lately just because, you know, just kind of focus on the next game.
Right.
But, you know, just looking at the scores and everything, obviously they got a big win against St. Mary's last week. And, you know, they're one of the top eight teams in the league. And so they're one of those teams that we're trying to play catch up on here down the stretch. And You know, but they've done a good job. They've been consistent all year long, and so it's just going to come down to these last 3 weeks, and they're one of those teams that that's fighting to get in as well, just like us.
You've spent much time here at the MSU Tennis Center?
You know, I came out here once in the fall and did a little workout. Luis put us through a workout, and I haven't been back. But, you know, we got locked into our own season. But
right.
What a beautiful day it is today.
Oh, my gosh. Couldn't ask for a better day for the home opener. And the women are off to a good start over here, and we're optimistic about what the men are going to do. Are you a tennis fan at all?
I am. I actually stayed up and watched the semifinal game of the Australian Open last week.
Oh, you are a night owl.
Yeah, so obviously we were coming off of I think it was a really emotional win. I can't remember who it was that we beat. I think it may have been the Cameron game. The double overtime game.
Yep.
So the adrenaline was still going, and I stayed up and watched that entire thing. I just couldn't fall asleep that night, and wow, what a match that was.
It was a great match.
Want to touch base on that. It's funny that you mentioned, Joe, because I did have a little bar tell me. It was like, oh, the head coach for basketball is watching tennis now.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. So I actually wanted to talk to you. It's interesting that you mentioned that you watched the match after you win at Cameron. I wanted to touch between a little bit the relationship between the joy of the sport and winning ugly. Because as you watched the semifinal, it wasn't the best tennis Carlos Alcaraz has showed. He went out to win the tournament, but it looked very much like he was going to lose that match against Zverev until he could kind of get himself on the tracks again and start experiencing the joy that we all know Carlos Alcaraz has for the game. And honestly, I think that was a win that was ugly for him. He didn't play his best tennis. And I wanted to talk to you on how it looks like for you as a head coach and obviously having a very lengthy season and a lot of games back-to-back.
Yeah.
You're not going to have your guys healthy all the time. Some guys are not going to be very motivated all the time. So I wanted to see what's your take on the mix of joy of the game and make sure you have joy and how that can lead you to winning ugly.
Yeah, well, specifically, you know, with Alcaraz, watching that individual match, like there was no, in my mind, there was no dispute as why he's the number one player in the world right now. The mental toughness that was on display that day, for him to just survive for 2 hours while his body kind of recouped from cramps and he's sitting there and I don't know if it was pickle juice or what they were giving him in between, you know, every single set, just to kind of get his body. And he was just trying to extend the game as long as he played the long game to win that day. He was up, he had won the first two, and to win that in five that way and just say, I'm going to sit here for an hour and a half and see if my body can bounce back and I can win it in that last set. To have the mental toughness and the belief in yourself to just fight through that moment and that adversity that he was faced with, and for him to get his composure, his whole team, you know, the entire staff, they were down there rubbing his legs, trying to get the cramps to go away, and just to see the complete team effort, even in an individual sport. But for him to find his composure and just say, I'm going to play this long game, and maybe in the fifth set I can move around and get back to running around again. It just showed how competitive he really was, and that's the spirit of a champion and why he is who he is.
And he's younger than some of the guys you coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a guy like Jonathan Jackson, I don't think he's felt good since, you know, probably, you know, late November, early December. And he just, you know, there's days where I feel bad, you know, just going as hard as we do on him and his body. And he just finds a way, and he's like, every single day I ask him, how you feeling? He's like, I'm okay, coach. Like, just coach me. And, you know, the spirit of an athlete is something that still just to this day marvels me and amazes me, the mental toughness that some of these athletes have.
What's this first season been like for you to coach here at your alma mater?
It's been a learning experience. It really has. And I've enjoyed it. I've loved being back. I feel like I've adapted and changed even throughout the course of this season. My approach and my philosophies have changed. Our style has changed throughout the course of the year. And I felt early on I was very emotional and tried to just lead through my passion and my energy. And I felt personally like I had to kind of dial it back a little bit so that way I could think and just kind of be present in the moment and help our team in that way rather than just kind of trying to lead by grit and emotion all the time.
I kind of like the emotion, though. I like the energy that you bring.
There's still times where I need to show it. You know? I definitely got a little energized down the stretch of that last UT Tyler game. And, you know, a couple people in the gym had to feel my wrath at one moment, and so, and they told me they to were, dial it back. And
they were both wearing black and white stripes, I think.
yeah, that's part of the life on the road. I need to be more selective with that stuff, and that way I have a clear mind and I'm focused on the game rather than the stuff that I can't control. And that's just one of those learning things that I had to feel and get into the flow of the game and do it a few times before I kind of figured it out.
We want to thank John Trulli for coming out to the MSU Tennis Center and doing the podcast in a live setting. And we might do that again sometime, but we appreciate you listening to the Staying Game podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. Make your plans to be out at DL Ligon Coliseum on Thursday night. The men tip off at 7:30, and then Saturday at 3, Texas A&M Kingsville visits Midwestern State. That'll be Military Appreciation Day. That's one of the great days of the year. Also, the first 2,500 fans will get a rally towel that's maroon camouflage. You're going to want to be there. It's going to be a great environment. You'll see some great Lone Star Conference basketball, I promise. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Staying Game podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast, and then bring a friend to DL Ligon Coliseum to watch Midwestern State.